Welcome, everybody, to Productivity Book Group. I'm your host and facilitator, Ray Sidney Smith. Thanks for joining us here on the live call or on the podcast for Productivity Book Group. Today on this call, we'll be discussing Brilliant Email, How to Win Back Time and Increase Your Productivity by Dr. Monica Seely. As the Amazon book description states, Brilliant Email shows you how to use email effectively to win back time and dramatically improve your personal productivity and work-life balance. So the book sort of covers a couple of pieces of sort of the fundamentals of email, reducing the email volume you deal with each day, writing clear messages and in an appropriate style, selecting when to use email and when to use an alternative communication method, helping you reduce your email inbox size, using your email software to manage the flow of email traffic, and helping your colleagues then do the same. So it says the principles in this book have been developed over the last decade as a result of Dr. Seely's work with individuals and organizations of all sizes. And by adopting some of these basic principles of email best practice, you'll learn how to take control of your inbox to dramatically improve your productivity, your quality of life, and never send an ineffective email again. So just starting off, let's begin with sort of after having read the book, how much of the material was new to you? What did you feel about the writing of the book itself and, you know, just sort of your general reactions to this particular book, Brilliant Email?
So I enjoyed the book. First, a tip that it may help people. This is a book written by someone in the UK, and the stuff in it is all really solid, but there's a style quirk that results from that. And actually, there was an article just recently in the New York Times about English versus English. And so one of the quirks that you really have to kind of set your mind on is brilliant means a different thing to someone from England. So brilliant is great, wonderful idea, something to embrace. And I was actually partway through the book when I finally heard that in a British accent and went, oh, right, brilliant. That's used as that word appears a lot because there's a nice structure to the book where there's text about the idea. There are summary sections at the back of each chapter, and there are little pull out boxes that kind of emphasize point. And the word brilliant appears a whole lot of times, and for a while it really bothered me, and that hit. So new to me, the basics of email, and she starts from the assumption that a reader may be a very experienced email user, or they may not be, and so she doesn't make any unwarranted assumptions that the basics are really familiar to somebody. So for me, those were kind of review with the odd, oh yeah, I'm reminded of things. As she got into, she has five main sections. One is about not letting email drive your time. Two is about when it's appropriate to use email. Three is how to write a great email or a brilliant email. Fourth is managing attachments. And five is legal consideration. So the sections on how to use email in your life and good behavior around email, there were a lot of things I knew and a lot of things that were either good reminders to me to go back to paying attention to things or thorough enough treatment that I got some new things out of it. So overall, a very positive read. Probably there were a few places where I disagreed with her. Some of those are, I think, maturity of use of email in organizations. And good for her, she talked specifically about behavior around email in organization, which is an aspect that gets overlooked at times. We can all do our pieces to manage our own lives better and communicate better with email, but there can be very toxic behaviors in organizations around email. And she spends a fair amount of time, and I thought treated that subject extremely well. There is a little bit of dating of the book, and that's one of those, the tools change and mature, and ability to get to things has changed and gotten easier. So there are a few things that I had quibbles with. They certainly don't take away from my feel that this was an excellent book.
Yeah, I have a lot of the same things to sort of say about the book in regard to it not only being a great refresher for me. I felt as though when I last read the book, which I confess is quite some time ago, and so